Well, Rennie, then, I believe that's our ring.
I don't know if I'm, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot him down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the report Squire Skimp received from the Genealogical Research Bureau followed the general pattern of meager information the old fellows had received from the unknown man in Kansas City. However, it revealed that the foundling baby is the rightful heir, not to a kingdom, as Lum had imagined, but to a gold mine somewhere in the Black Hills of South Dakota. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the library section of their Jot 'em Down store. Abner is just entering.
Yeah, morning, Abner.
Yeah, morning, Lum.
Yeah,
what are you doing sitting there, seeing arrested?
Oh, just reading some books.
Books?
Yeah, books about gold mining and all such as that.
I noticed, Lum, you ought to saw little Charlie this morning. Elizabeth just got a hopping mad at him.
She did.
Oh, you know what he done?
No.
While Elizabeth was busy hanging up some clothes, while he crawled around the side of the house there and dug up some of her favorite flowers. Done it with a spoon she gave him to play with.
Well, I
do. Oh, she was mad at him.
He ought to be reading some of these books too, Abner.
Huh?
There's a lot of stuff in here we're going to have to know. Yeah, about mining. Just listen to this, for instance. The process of removing gold particles from sand or gravel is called placer mining.
Uh-huh.
This is a simple form of washing out the metal in sluices.
Washing out? Is that what they do to gold? Wash it?
That's what it says here.
Well, is gold dirty?
Well, naturally, it's been sitting around in the sand and get dirt all over.
Oh.
Anything get dirty that way.
Oh, sure, that's right. Well, Lum, when we go to wherever the baby's mind's at then, well, maybe we ought to take Elizabeth along with us. She's awful good at washing out things.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
She orange good, too, but I don't reckon you'd have to iron.
Oh, of course not.
No.
Me and you don't want to waste our time doing woman's work, no way.
Oh, of course not. Well, I'll just tell her to bring a scrub board along with her.
Yeah, let me read you some more out of this.
Yeah, sure.
Extracting gold from rock formations is more complicated. Its operation being carried on in a system of shafts, tunnels, and drifts.
Well, they must have a lot of snow there, then, all in drifts.
As the pure metal is associated with silica or quartz, the extraction of gold lodes or veins from rock is termed quartz mining.
Quartz mining?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I reckon it means they take the gold out of the mine by the quart.
Oh, sure. What's the matter with me? Ignorant. Well, reckon how many quarts a day we'll take out?
Oh, I don't know. 35, 40, somewhere around there.
We will?
Yeah, a quart of gold ought to be worth at least $10.
$10?
Well, thanks. Let's see, 10 times 4, $400 right the first day.
Oh, my goodness. $400 in one day?
Yes, sir. And after we get things running right, we'll more than likely start taking it out by the gallon instead of quarts. I don't know.
My doggies. A gallon of gold. That's what I'd love to get me, a whole gallon of gold.
Anyways, I'm getting anxious to get up there to them Black Hills and start working at it.
Oh, me too.
Squire would hurry up and get that lawyer first and get everything settled.
Well, why do we have to wait for a lawyer, Lum? Let's just go on up there and take it over right now.
Well, we can't do that.
Can't, huh?
Well, there's a lot of legal stuff that has to be straightened out first.
Why?
Well, according to that genealogy report that Squire got, that mean aunt of the baby claims the mine belongs to her.
Huh?
She claims she's the only living relate of Ms. Carteret.
Ms. who?
Carteret. The woman that owned the mine before she died. The baby's mama.
Oh, yeah. Well, here, though, what about the baby, Mom? He's a living relate of hers.
I know, but our lawyer has to prove that first, somewhat.
Prove it? Well, no, me, Mom, he's living. Anybody can see that just the way he's digging up them flowers this morning. He's plumb alive.
Well, that ain't what I mean. You see, he was the son of Mrs. Carteret's second marriage, the secret marriage to Mr. Guthrie.
Huh?
And they ain't found no court records proving the baby was born.
Well, he must have been born, Mom.
Well, it's still got to be proved by a lawyer, though.
Well, let's call up Squire and see if he's got a hearing back from that lawyer yet.
Well, he couldn't have gotten a hearing yet. He just wrote the letter yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Doggies always keep hurry. I want to get me a gallon of gold. Doggies won't Elizabeth be surprised when she sees me come toting that thing home. She'll more like to think it's a gallon of molasses or something. I won't tell her no different. I'll just hand it to her. And she'll say, oh, my goodness, Abner, what heavy molasses these are. I won't say a word, though. And she'll take the cover off and look inside. She'll say, Abner, these things is free as they're solid. Look there. See how they rattle in the bucket? But I won't say a word.
Oh, for goodness sakes, hash up that criddle crattle.
Huh?
I thought he'd think you was catched.
Right, Douglas, I know something else I'm going to do. I'm going to bring little Pearl home a pint of gold. See, when Elizabeth bakes pie, she always bakes a little pie for Pearl. That pint of gold will just tickle her to death, her
own. Just a minute, Abner. You better not get yourself all steamed up with such big ideas, because that gold don't belong to me and you.
Huh?
Ever since it comes out of that mine, belongs to the baby.
Huh?
He's the one that's inheriting it, not us.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
And we're going to see that nobody takes none of it away from him, neither. He's going to have all that money put away in some safe place.
Little miser.
What'd you say?
Nothing. Well, look, Lom, if we go up there and work the mine, why, we'll have to close it, jot them down store, so what are we going to live on?
Oh, well, we'll get a little salary if we're running the mine. Natural.
Well, huh? About a gallon a week?
Something like that.
Douglas, we ought to get more than that, Mom. I believe that little rascal's stingy, you know what?
Why, he ain't no such a thing.
Well, if he can afford to pay us more than that, I know he can. All them gallons he gets every day.
The phone. That was our ring, I hope.
Oh, just the same, I still think he ought to pay us a lot more than that. I'll say, hello, jot him down, store and library, Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, yeah, Elizabeth. Bring home what? Flower seed. Huh? He dug up some more of them, huh? Well, keep him in the house or something, then. Well, you figure out what to do. I'm busy. Yeah, I'll bring the seed. All right, honey. Goodbye.
The baby pulled up some more flowers, huh?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I've just been thinking, Mom. I don't believe it's a good thing for little Charlie to have all that money. He won't know what to do with it.
Well, don't worry. I know exactly what he's going to do with it. I've already studied it up.
He has, huh?
He's going to invest it in United States government war bonds.
War bonds?
Yes, sir. There's the safest one invest a fella can make. And it pays good interest, too.
Yeah, it's a good interest.
Every week he's going to buy more bonds, regular. That's the only way to save money.
Do it regular, huh?
Yes, sir. And on top of that, it'll help win the war.
Yeah. Sure.
Little Lum will be right in there fighting them axis snakes and the weeds just like everybody else.
Fighting them? That little baby?
Yeah. Only he'd be fighting them with dollars instead of guns, of course.
Oh.
You can't get into the front line yourself. The next best thing is to buy bonds and stamps.
Yeah, that's a good
that's
idea.
The way every patriotic citizen can help beat the axis.
Yeah, that's right, Lum, yeah. Of course, there's one thing about it, told Lum. How's little Charlie going to crawl over to the post office and tell him that he wants 50 gallons worth of bonds? He can't talk.
I know that. I'm going to do it for him.
You are?
I'll guard Dean's money for him.
Oh, well, is that legal?
Of course it is. He's a miner, ain't he?
A miner?
Yeah.
Well, now, wait now, Lum. You're going too far, fat baby. All right for him to own a mine, but now he's too young to actually be a miner and dig out the gold himself.
I don't mean that kind of a miner.
Has he got another mine of some kind?
Oh, for goodness sake.
What's his other than a coal mine?
No.
Brass mine?
He ain't got no mine except the gold mine.
Huh?
When I said he was a miner, I mean he was young.
A young miner?
Granny's.
Well, he's more than just a young miner. He's a baby miner.
And what I mean is that he's under 21 years old.
Anybody can tell that. He's a long ways under 21. That's it. He ain't but around a year old, I reckon.
I know how old he is.
Mom, you don't realize he's just a little baby.
I know he's a baby, and that's exactly what I've been trying to explain to you. A baby is a minor. M-I-N-O-R. Minor.
Well, you don't need to spell it out for me, Lum. I can spell. But I still don't believe it. That's the silliest one I'd ever heard in my whole... Now, wait a minute. Oh, I believe I see what you mean now.
Well, it's about time.
Why, sure. Why didn't I think of it myself? You sure now that's what he is?
Of course I'm sure.
He's sort of a genus, huh? Comes by it natural.
Well, sure, it's natural, Farm. You don't have to be...
Doggy, that's all I want to know. Let me get to that telephone.
Well, just a minute here. What are you aiming on doing?
Doggy, this is my lucky day, I believe, love. Why, sure, that makes everything different. I'm just glad you found out about this, Lom, or I might never... Hello? Elizabeth? Yeah, this is your man, Abner. Yeah, listen, Elizabeth. You take little Charlie out and put him back in that flower bed. Well, we will, but now you just let him do it. He knows what he's doing. Well, he ain't just digging up flowers. That's what I thought, too, but he's starting a new gold mine. Why, sure he is. Lom says that baby's a natural...